HQ presents The Pieces of You and Me by Rachel Burton. Read by Imogen Church. June 2017. Chapter 1. Jess. It was his laugh that I recognised first. That low rumble was as familiar to me as my own, even after nearly a decade. I was at the bar talking to Gemma when I heard it. I froze, the hairs on the back of my neck standing up. I watched as recognition dawned on Gemma's face too. As she looked towards the space behind me, her eyes widened and her perfect eyebrows arched in surprise. She put her cocktail down on the bar beside her and slipped off her stool.
"It's him, isn't it?"
I asked quietly. She nodded.
"We need to go,"
I said. But even before the words left my mouth, Gemma was halfway across the pub and more than halfway to drunk, if her swaying was anything to go by.
"Oi, Tremaine!" she shouted. "Long time no see."
I must have turned around at the same time as he looked up. When our eyes met, I felt 21 again. I hadn't seen Rupert Tremaine for 10 years.
"Gemma," he said, holding out a hand to steady her, smiling as he took in the tacky plastic veil and L-plate she was wearing. "I'm assuming by your natty attire that this is your hen night and you found some poor fool to marry you."
If he was surprised to see us, he didn't show it. He acted as though he'd only been gone for a week, not a decade. As he leant down to kiss her on the cheek, his eyes caught mine again. I knew then that I couldn't avoid this, that I couldn't avoid him. My stomach was twisting itself into knots of anxiety as he walked past Gemma towards me. I felt as though the whole pub was watching us. He stood in front of me, a foot taller than I was, looking down into my eyes. His blonde hair was still a little bit too long, greying at the temples. The collar of his jacket was turned up. He looked the same, but different, as though he had become slightly worn over the years. But his eyes were still the eyes of the boy I used to know. He didn't speak, and my mind went blank, my mouth dry. Neither of us knew what to say.
"Jesse,"
he said eventually. I couldn't tell whether he was pleased I was there or not. Nobody had called me Jesse since he left.
"I thought you were in America,"
I replied quietly, remembering the last time I saw him, walking away from me at Heathrow Airport, leaving me with that strange sense of lightness on the ring finger of my left hand.
"I came back," he said.
Gemma and Caitlin appeared then. They both seemed delighted to see Rupert. They'd known him almost as long as they'd known me, until he left.
"Come on," Gemma said to him, pulling at his arm. "Your friends are joining us for drinking games."
He was still staring at me, and I saw the corner of his mouth twitch at Gemma's exuberance. He never was the sort of person to play drinking games. Gemma, Caitlin, and I had known each other for nearly 20 years, twice as long as he'd been away. We met on the first day at our all-girls private school, and we clung together for safety. They called us new money because our school fees weren't paid for by family wealth left over the generations. We didn't have trust funds. Truth be told, we didn't fit in at all, but at least we had each other. My school fees were paid out of the money my grandmother left when she died. Caitlin's by her father's accountancy business, and Gemma's... Well, none of us were really sure where Gemma's family got their money from. Not then, at least. Rupert and his friends joined our table, squeezing together.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?